Good morning. Today we are going to build on the topic that we have been discussing for a while, the Shutfus Yisar Chazvulun, that somebody who is working can partner with somebody who is learning, effectively outsourcing your learning, supporting somebody who is learning, enter into an agreement with somebody who is learning. And we saw the Rama who said that if there is a condition, an agreement between the two, they both agreed, they've both signed on to this. One is working and supporting the other is learning. That is a partnership, a shutvus yitzachar zvulun, and it's considered as if the worker is doing the learning. So we have somebody bringing the assets, bringing the money, and it's as if he is doing learning. He's getting the schar, not only for supporting Torah learning, but actually has having done the mitzvah itself. And here we're talking about the mitzvah of learning of Torah. So our fundamental question now that we will start today is, does this concept apply to other types of mitzvahs as well? What that means is it permitted to fund somebody and get the schar for the mitzvahs that that other person is doing? Or after the fact, somebody did mitzvahs, and you want to buy the schar? You say, that's a huge mitzvah, huge mitzvahs. I want to buy into that. And you reach a deal with him to fund, to purchase those mitzvahs. Is that a doable thing or not? So in fact, the Maram Alshaker was asked this following question. Im yesh mamish, is there a basis for those people who sell their schuyos? They sell their mitzvahs back and forth to different people. Did the purchaser, is he kone it? Is it an effective purchase? The seller, does he lose it because he sold it? And is there any basis to such a commercial transaction? Is there any market when it comes to selling of mitzvahs back and forth? So the Maram Alshaker says, I haven't seen anyone discuss this except Rabbeinu Haigon. And Rabbeinu Haigon was asked the following three permutations of this question. Number one, somebody who was noheg, it was his custom to fast every week, twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, and at the end of that time period, let's say at the end of the year, he says, I am going to give as a gift my schar for all these fasts to somebody else. He's giving away a schar as a gift, not a sale, as a gift. And the second question, second permutation of this fundamental question is, not a giving away of the schar, but selling the schar. Somebody who fasted for a whole year, and now he is willing to sell it to somebody else, the schar of those fasts. So similar question, number one and number two, giving it away, selling it. And number three, somebody who wanted to pay another, somebody who had assets, had funds, and he wants to pay somebody to read from the Torah. And the funder wants to get the schar for the reading of the Torah. And this question was posed to Rav Haigon, is there any effect to these transactions? So Rav Haigon says as follows, and we'll read in his actual language. The language is really important. Dvarim elu divrei hevel. This is baseless. To think that you can give away or sell your schar in a mitzvah shein lismach alem, you cannot rely on this at all. There's no basis to say that you can create a market in mitzvahs. You can't buy somebody's schar in mitzvahs. Ve'chiyale alev. How can you even think that the mitzvahs that somebody did can go to somebody else? And in fact, the pasuk says, "Tzidkas atzadik alav tia," the tzedakah, the tzidkas, the righteousness, the mitzvahs of a tzadik, he gets the schar for that. And rishas harasha alav tia, and the rishas, the evilness, the averus of harasha, he's going to get punished for it. He has his own averus. And just like you can't be punished for somebody's averus, you also can't get benefit from somebody else's mitzvahs. And he continues to build this case as follows. Hayachshav, kimatan schar shel mitzvahs davar sheyiseyu adam b'cheiko. Do you think that schar and mitzvahs is something that you can carry on around like a product, like an item, like a Coca-Cola, like even something like a car, something more expensive that you think you can sell such a thing like that? And if the people, the seller, knew what the great schar is that he was giving away effectively, even if he's getting paid, of course he wouldn't do it. And then he continues, v'shehashote shemachar taniso. Let's go back on the person who was fasting. He was fasting twice a week, and after the year, he sold the schar of his tainis. This person that was fasting, achla kalbala sherute, the kelev, the dog, ate all of his mitzvahs. What schar does he have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He has no schar for his mitzvahs, because we see here that all the fasting that he did, all of the pain that he was putting himself through, it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get mitzvahs. It was to sell them. He just was doing it for the money. And accordingly, he says that that person indeed gets no schar for it. So where we are right now is we have Maram Alshaker quoting the Rabbeinu Haigon, saying that you cannot sell, you cannot buy mitzvahs. But then he's going to distinguish. He says as follows, but certainly, avalvade mishenoten schar lemelamed lelamed. Somebody who's paying somebody to teach. Somebody who is paying a melamed, so he's teaching, he's paying somebody to be teaching Torah. That's a mitzvah. That's not buying somebody's schar in a mitzvah. You are taking your money and doing a mitzvah. You're paying somebody who's teaching. And he, for example, somebody who uses his food to feed an ani. You're not buying somebody's mitzvah here. You're using your money to do a mitzvah. You're feeding somebody who's needy. You're feeding a Talmud Chacham who needs food. Or somebody who assists somebody, who supports somebody in doing a mitzvah. You get schar for helping somebody do a mitzvah. You're not buying the schar of that person. You are facilitating, enabling that person to do a mitzvah. Same thing would apply if you fund somebody who is learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and enabling them to spend the time. Otherwise, they'd have to earn a parnasa. They'd be stressed out, not having a parnasa. You are the enabler to somebody else doing a mitzvah. Indeed, that would be acceptable. That's wonderful. That's not purchasing somebody's schar. That's enabling somebody and using your funds as the principal to do a mitzvah. So he continues, "Umisha meisi atzmo liknot schar chavei b'damim." Somebody who thinks that he's going to purchase the schar of somebody else, or somebody you're going to receive it as a gift, that is a bizayon. And all of the money in the world cannot be used to purchase such a thing. All the money in the world cannot be used to purchase a mitzvah. And in the end of the day, this was all a quote of the Maram Alshaker from Rav Haigon. So at the end of the tshuva, after quoting Rav Haigon, the Maram Alshaker says as follows about Rav Haigon, Kol Dvarav Divrei Kabbalah. All of these are Kabbalah. That's a very high standard. This is like, it's like written in the Torah. It's Kabbalah. It's absolutely accepted halacha. The Ein Lehosif, Ein Ligrua. There's nothing to add. There's nothing to take away. There is no comment we can make. In other words, the Maram Alshaker is agreeing wholeheartedly with Rabbeinu Haigon that there is no way that somebody can gift or sell mitzvahs, the schar of mitzvahs, to another. And in Mir Tashem, we will see if this is agreed to by all poskim or not starting tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.